Hey, this is WDOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Eugene Rogers, the Artistic Director of the Washington Chorus.
And we're talking because the Washington Chorus is doing a really cool event. It's called Joyfully Together. It'll be at Wolf Trap on September 18th, so get your tickets now. Tell me the overall premise. We can get into you know who all's gonna the different aspects later, but just big picture, you know, why is the title Joyfully Together? Obviously, sure. Tell us why we're calling it this.
Well, you know, it's an inaugural event, choral festival that's presented by the Washington Chorus and Wolf Trap, and we just wanted to take a minute to celebrate the return to in-person and live singing after what we have been through the last 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And couldn't think of a better way to do that than to bring as many different types of singing together, experiences together, and get everyone, even in the audience, engaged with singing together to celebrate that. That's why Joyfully Together. It could also be called Joyfully We Return Together.
Yeah, but Joyfully Together is much better to put on a head. But yes, all right. Well, tell me who are, rattle off some of the great, there's a bunch of them, some of the great, you know, local choruses, singing groups that are all going to be coming together here.
Absolutely. We're so excited. We're featuring 8 choirs who will be performing on stage. And that doesn't include the audience members of regional choirs of almost 1,000 singers who will be in the audience. But on stage, you will hear the Children's Chorus of Washington, the Alexandria Harmonizers, the Washington Gay Men's Chorus, and the Gen Out Youth Chorus, the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, Towson University Singers, Washington Performing Arts Women, Men of the Gospel Choir, and Children of the Gospel Choir, as well as our very own, the Washington Chorus. So we are very excited to share the stage with so many disparate colleagues on Sunday.
So when you add all those up, and when you add in the audience with the sing-along, how many voices chorus do I have? It says 7,000 plus, but I need you to say it for the soundbite.
Oh,
how many voices roughly are we thinking this total is going to be singing together?
We are hoping with the audience and the regional choirs and the stage choirs that we will have over 7,000 people together at some point on that evening. Together celebrating, singing, and just being together as a community. And we are bringing back some old favorites. The audience, we've got something for every person, regardless of their age and style that they prefer. Everybody hopefully will find something that they enjoy on that evening.
You're bringing back some old favorites, something for everybody. What are some of the songs that, if you can give us a teaser of a couple of them that we might hear?
Well, songs that the audience is going to sing with us on are things like Lean On Me, things like America the Beautiful, Shenandoah, I Sing Because I'm Happy, you name it. Those are the songs the audience, and then the chorus, wow, you're going to hear certain things as like the chorus line medley. You're going to hear things like Shine On Me, Hallelujah from the Mount of Olives, We Are Love is a brand new work, which we'll talk about as well. So you'll hear, I mean, again, Country Roads, Take Me Home. It will be a pretty broad range of styles.
Wow. Yeah. When you have Bill Withers to John Denver, you just listed. I see some John Legend. I see some. what do we got? Simon and Garfunkel. We got Elton John, Circle of Life. It's so many good stuff here.
Yes, absolutely it is. So everybody should just come out, bring the family. That's the wonderful part of this. Everyone from your youngest newborn all the way up to your grandparents to the 80s and 90-year-olds, there's something for every single person. It is a family, fun-filled singing event. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about a brand new work that we're also featuring.
Oh my gosh. Well, you got to tell us about what's the brand new work.
Well, we wanted to, since we're celebrating singing, why not commission a new piece? And we commissioned Melissa Studdard as our poet to write a new text, and Rena Esmail, one of our country's leading emerging composers, who wrote us a new piece called We Are Love. And again, trying to celebrate our common humanity and the love that we share for each other. There's so much division right now in our world. And we want it, again, together, joyfully together to celebrate that. In addition to a regional premiere by Rollo Dilworth, a piece that uses a Maya Angelou text called United in Purpose. And that's how we end the whole evening, celebrating again that our shared humanity and our responsibility to come together to improve the human condition.
That's awesome. And I see how much are tickets for regular patrons? And then also, I guess you're free if it's free for the actual performers, right?
The performers is free, but the audience is one price, general admission, $10, available either online or there the day of the event. We wanted to make sure that everything was accessible. And there's, as you know, not a bad seat in the house here, because the visual, the stage, everything that's happening on stage and from a visual standpoint, and obviously in terms of being able to hear, is so readily available and easy to digest, right? Even if you're outside on the lawn or under the pavilion, $10 will get you a seat.
That's what we love about Wolf Trap. It is one of the, I can't show favor, obviously, as a reporter, but screw it. It is one of the, if not favorite places, in the region. It's just a beautiful venue.
Yes.
Surrounded by a national park, the whole deal. It's great.
One thing, Jason, that as wide of a range as of musical styles that you will be hearing on that day, we want to see the entire DMV from so many disparate communities come together. This is really what it's all about. People from all backgrounds and religious beliefs and ethnicities and hues all coming together, celebrating the common bond of singing. That is what's so special. So we hope everybody, regardless of age and background, will join us on Sunday.
Awesome. And before we run, remind us a little bit more about, your outfit, the Washington Chorus. How long has it been around? And how long have you been with it now? Gosh, I remember when we interviewed you when you just started with it, but it's probably surprisingly been a couple years now.
Exactly. This is my third year now, which I'm excited about. Hopefully our first full year of a sort of normal year. Last year was sort of normal, and the first year, as you know, was all virtual. But third year with the 60-plus-year-old chorus, Grammy Award-winning Washington Chorus, who performs regularly with the National Symphony Orchestra, as well as the Baltimore Symphony and other regional orchestras. And we're just so excited because we make up singers from the entire DMV. Our whole personnel is not only diverse, but a wide range of ages and backgrounds. And we just wanted to share that love that we feel as a community in the Washington Chorus with all of our neighbors and colleagues here in the DMV. So that's who we are as a Washington Chorus.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. Again, everyone, it is Joyfully Together. It'll be Sunday, September 18th at 5 p.m. The Washington Chorus at Wolf Trap, along with all those other many, many groups that we listed. Head over to wolftrap.org to get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. And appreciate your support. You are really one of our favorites. Thank you.
Right back at you. We'll keep it going. Let us know the upcoming stuff when you got it.
Will do. Will do, my friend. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.